6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and it's Friday, March 4th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us for this day. The segments are loaded with information and news just for you. Everybody's trying to get at the truth, and we try to bring the newsmakers on that are making things happen. But first, we got to let you know that today is the last day to place your order by phone to get 10% off our site-wide sale, excluding drop ship products. All you have to do when you check out is enter the code SHOP, the number 10, SHOP 10 at checkout. The sale's going to last online through Sunday at midnight. We're also doing it on our BOGO on the Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver products, as well as a Tranquil. That's a BOGO on that. Buy one, get one. We got a lot of stuff in stock here while supplies last. We also are including patient betrayal, the corruption of healthcare, informed consent, and the physician-patient relationship. All you got to do is sign up for our email newsletter. It's that simple. And we will give you the email blast from March 1. We will post this particular PDF so you can download it and read it. This is from Dr. James Thorpe, the only OBGYN that's out there on the front line with the frontline doctors that we are speaking to that are trying to get the truth out there, because God knows you can't get it from the government. We are now streaming live on shortwave frequency 7.490. Tell your friends we're on live from 11 to 1 Central all over the world on this shortwave. And you can listen to reruns from the previous day's show from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. 11 to 1, we carry it live on that. For those of you listening on 13.845 megahertz, if you're on that shortwave band, please respond to us only if you're listening to the Power Hour already on this frequency, and let us know how it sounds, what you're hearing, if everything is okay. We appreciate the heads up for that. We have the email blast. We're on social media. Everything is good. We have the Grow Network offering a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid down situation, even though you don't have a green thumb or you think you're out of shape. Yep, there's no excuse whatsoever for not being able to grow your own food, folks. PowerHourFood.com is where you register for free. And people are still emailing and calling into the Power Hour. One of the things they want to know is, where can I find a doctor online I can trust? Somebody who's a COVID expert, knows what's going on. And where can we find a pharmacy that'll dispense off-label meds? You know what I'm talking about. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, or substitutes thereof. You know, the good stuff. I can tell you, I've done it myself. How I got there, I went to mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc, D-O-C.com. I know it's tempting to think the worst is over, but the experts, you know how they get. They say, oh, yeah, we're going to have another wave soon. You know, Fauci, Mengele, you know, basically came out and says, oh, yeah, President Trump's going to have a pandemic to deal with. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Could be facing another variant. We don't know. But it's smart to keep meds on hand so you can start your treatment fast. The idea is treat it fast as soon as you start having symptoms. Treat it. Even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. Now we're hearing, too, that long COVID, one of those symptoms might be tinnitus, you know, ringing in the ears. A recent large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 vets showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. This is why Dr. Syed Haider, who's been on our show twice, set up the website mygotodoc.com. He's built something that we're, endorsing here at the Power Hour. We believe in it. He's a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people, no deaths whatsoever. And unlike other sites, you can register for free and ask questions ad infinitum, ad nauseum. Most importantly, they connect you to independent pharmacies that charge less for your off-label meds than anywhere else. MyGoToDoc is your go-to source for COVID-19. Their number, it is a Houston, Texas number, 281-219-7367. And believe you me, I've been there, done that. I'm a registered patient, and I've gotten my meds already. The pharmacy has stocked up my medicine cabinet, so I'm ready for anything. That being said, there has been a lot going on ever since we were appraised of the Canada convoy, the truckers convoy. One of the gentlemen that was up there that we actually said prayers for on the radio was Dr. Paul Alexander, who actually spoke to the truckers convoy in Ottawa. We have him on the phone right now. Dr. Paul, welcome back to the Power Hour, sir.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Go ahead. Tell us what was going on up in you obviously had some concerns. We were all fearing that they might try to arrest you. What happened up there?
Well, first of all, thanks a lot for having me back on, and I know our time is brief, so let me get straight to the point. So I had been invited to speak at the Lincoln Memorial about 3 weeks ago with Malone and McCullough, and which I did. That was that mandate, marching from the Washington Memorial to the Lincoln Memorial. The day after that, I went to the Senate to speak with Senator Johnson, with Malone and McCullough and Uso, et cetera. We testified there. The day after that, the truckers in Canada wanted to meet the truckers in the United States on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara. So I was invited to give the keynote speech there on that bridge where Canadian truckers came to the middle of the bridge and the U.S. truckers to the middle. And at that point where they could not cross, we set up a little podium and we gave a talk to kind of lay out why the mandates had no scientific backing, the vaccine mandates, and why the emergency declarations had to be lifted. That day I was also asked to go to Ottawa. And the next day, so that's the fourth day, to talk on Parliament Hill because the convoy was headed to Ottawa and had arrived. And the truckers wanted some sort of scientific support because they were basically on their own. They were making the argument that the vaccine mandates don't apply, etc. Now, people thought that the truckers were working based on a gut instinct, which they were. And common sense, which is that this vaccine failed maybe 8 months ago on Delta and completely on Omicron and does not stop transmission. So the truckers knew, well, if it doesn't stop transmission, which is the key issue, why would I be getting the vaccine, particularly if I'm probably naturally immune? I've already COVID recovered. So the rules were nonsensical and absurd and actually reckless because taking a vaccine on top of natural immunity could actually harm you. So they asked me to help. Well, I reached out too because I realized the truckers had 100% of the science on their side. They just didn't understand that. So in me going there, and I also invite Dr. Byron Biddle came for a few days. Dr. Roger Hodgkinson also was there. We stood up on Parliament Hill on a day-to-day basis, like talking to the crowds because they were massive crowds, truckers and citizens in the country who would come there, particularly on weekends, Saturday and Sunday. And we would talk, and I wasn't involved in the logistics or the money or the legal aspects. I was just involved in the science. My job was to talk the science and to explain to the public and the trucker and the media, whomever was there, what the science was. And the trucker was 100% correct. And what was happening was I was there for about 3 weeks. I really went for one day to give that speech that Saturday, but it just sucked me in, and it was so... It was such a inviting time. I mean, there were thousands of trucks, thousands of people. The city was shut down, but it was very peaceful. I mean, I have many videos on discussions with the police, the OPP, the RCMP, the local police. They were telling me and telling us that they support the truckers. They're just doing their job to maintain peace and order, but they know that the trucker is correct, etc. So it was clear to me that this was a very peaceful, nonviolent protest, but it was more of an educational thing as time went on. But the government, of course, for the optics, and we were punishing the government. I mean, if you go to the internet and you find my speeches on that stage, my speeches anywhere in Ottawa, you would realize how much we tore up the government and the idiocy of their unscientific, inept public servants with these COVID for the last 2 years response was just catastrophic and a failure, and he kept explaining it. So the government, of course, was angry. Plus, The government tried everything for 3 weeks, asking the truckers to leave, and the truckers won't. So I guess the government decided in the end that the only thing it can do is use force. So it invoked what they call the War Powers Act emergency. You see, people don't understand that. I'm not digressing, but it's good if I could explain to the public, because I'm a U.S. resident. I'm living in the United States, but I'm a Canadian citizen too. So I know the Canadian situation. In Canada, we follow the British Westminster system, not like the United States in terms of system of government. The Prime Minister in a British Westminster system, such as U.K., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, etc., has absolute power. It's not like the President of the United States that has multiple checks and balances on different levels, and the judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branch, etc. No. And the Prime Minister is never elected. It is the political party that gains the most seats. So, for example, let's say that system were in America, which is why America went to war in 1776, to rid itself of that filth. The British Westminster system is a corrupt, terrible system of government. And I understand that now why when I saw what was done with these truckers. And I understand it fully now why the American system of government is far, the ideas are far more advanced. Because let's say in the United States today, you were electing a president just based on the party that has the most congressional seats, that has a majority. That's how it is done in Canada today. But that's not how the president is elected in the United States. The president is elected based on their votes, etc. So in Canada, the present Liberal government, they won more seats. And we can talk about a seat could have 10 people in that riding, or it could have 100,000 people. It could have 2 people. So the Liberal government won the most seats. Doesn't matter. They lost the majority vote, but they won the most seats. And the Liberal Party, whoever they vote as their leader internally, their internal polls, so it's whoever they think is the most popular amongst themselves or who they like the most, not the person who can govern best, not the person most capable or even know what the hell is going on. So they elected Justin Trudeau internally as their party leader. In the British Westminster system, the party that gains the most seats, whoever they have as their leader, is the Prime Minister. So tonight, if those people in the Liberal Party in Canada decide they hold a vote secretly at midnight and they come up with Jane, let's say Jane is more popular than Justin Trudeau, and she gets more votes to their internal vote, he no longer is Prime Minister. Tomorrow morning you will get an announcement that Jane is now the Prime Minister, because that person is now has the more popularity within the party. So Justin Trudeau does not represent Canada. He's the Prime Minister, and I respect that. And we have to go to the polls to change that if we want. That's good governance and how the system works. We're not talking about removing government. We're talking about, so that's the way it's done. So, but he came from a small riding in Quebec, a few thousand people, and it's only about a third of Canadians voted. So here you have a guy who only one third of Canadians voted in the last election. And he came from a riding that has a few thousand people that he won. So he won a seat, and it allowed him to be regarded in his party as the more popular. So they voted him as the leader. So he's the Prime Minister. You have somebody with 2,000 votes in a country of 35 million people as the Prime Minister. So it is a corrupt system, I'll be blunt. And it showed out its hand here, because when the Prime Minister of the leading party, ruling party, makes a rule, nobody can question, because unless the government loses power and no confidence, but the opposition party, the NDP party, voted with him and allowed him to impose this emergency power. What did that do? The word is that the local police stood down, and many of them called in sick. They would not brutalize and attack the protesters and the truckers. So the word is, and I'm not sure, but I could think it could have happened, yes. But reporting says that the government brought foreign enforcer into Canada to do this enforcement and crack down on the truckers. There were reports of all of the truckers' windshields and in their trucks being broken in, broken by the enforcers, and dragged out of the trucks. Trucks being damaged, towed away, and people beaten and arrested. So it was chaos for about a 2-day period, and that's what the government did. I mean, I can tell you. I can argue with anyone because there's a lot of footage. We have a lot of interviews. I have pictures with the police themselves. And the local Ottawa police and OPP, et cetera, provincial police, they love the truckers. So something went wrong. Somebody made a decision somewhere to do this, and they could not. Put it this way. For 15 days, you've been begging, 20 days maybe, begging the truckers to leave, and they didn't. So you had to resort to violence. That meant that the government lost. The government lost because for you to use violence when people didn't listen to you, it meant that you lost the narrative. So I had, when they invoked the emergency powers and they put some restrictions, I was going to my hotel because the hotel I was staying in was in that red zone. I was told that if I went into the red zone any further, I would be arrested. That's number one. So people knew who I was. In fact, I couldn't go anywhere in Ottawa without police calling me out and say, "Hey, Dr. Alexander, we see you on Fox. We see your videos. We like what you say, blah, 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 blah." So I was well known.
That's great, though. That's great. That is great. You are getting visibility, which is what's important here. And the thing is that you were one of the mouthpieces, which is something Trudeau wanted nothing to do with. He wanted to silence you, and that's what we were all praying for, is that you were going to be able to get the hell out of there.
Well, I on the day that they did the emergency, and I was told that by a police, he said, "Listen, let me tell you something. If you move any further, you'd be arrested." He didn't say he would arrest me. He didn't say you're on a list. He didn't say someone is waiting to. He just said that. So I stepped back about 10 feet out of the red zone. And then I realized, you know what? This is crazy. I don't want to. This is like going terrible now. So I gathered up my stuff and I left. And I left in terms of leaving Canada. And in leaving Canada, I got a couple of calls whilst I was on my way out, and when I actually left, and I was told that there were people reporting that in the media, social media to begin, that a warrant had been issued for your arrest and some other people. So, of course, I was concerned. I wanted to know, well, why. I wasn't involved in any bad actions or anything. I was just speaking the science. But I knew, I was also explained that the move was to silence me, Dr. Brittle, Dr. Hodgkinson, because our explanation of the science and what we were doing daily was really devastating the government's narrative, because it had no response. We challenged them repeatedly daily to provide one piece of science or evidence to show that any vaccine mandate is needed today, and etc. So they could not. So, of course, I was concerned. So a couple legal people wrote me, called me immediately and said, "Paul, you know, we are still in Ottawa. Where are you?" So I said, "Well, I'm not in Canada." And they said, "Well, what do you think your next step should be?" I said, "Well, I want to know if it's a valid thing that I've heard people say as to arrest, because I want to present myself to the police, because if I warrant, that's an illegal thing. I would come back into Canada." And they advised me that they're going to deal with the Toronto police, the Ottawa police, all the different police. They're going to do their background to see, first of all, if it's a system-wide warrant, if it was valid at all, if it's just a social media hoax, or if that was put out there to silence me that day. Because that Saturday, we had set up a massive, tens of thousands of people were heading to Ottawa, and already in Ottawa, we were going to give this big, big speech on a stage just outside Parliament. So the view was that it was done to silence me and silence us, Brittle, Hodgkinson, so that we wouldn't take the stage. Well, it actually worked. Well, what actually worked was the violence that was happening in the city by the enforcers. Note I didn't say the local police, because I cannot believe that the local Ottawa police, etc., would have done law-abiding, peaceful people what we saw on the news. It was terrible. So I know it has to be foreign people who had no link to Ottawa, who they probably flew in, etc. Now, the lawyer people told me, we're going to handle it. And they started to get back to me quickly and say, well, the Toronto police said there's nothing in their system. The Ottawa police said there's nothing in their system. The OPP said there's nothing. So they said, look, our sense right now is we can't find any system that says there's anything valid for you. So just go on with your life, and we will deal with it for you behind the scenes. And if there's anything we need from you, we'll let you know. And so that's it. I've been in the United States. I helped in the U.S. trucker convoy that started in Mojave Desert out there in California last week. I joined them to deliver the scientific speech to send them off. Remember, I'm talking the science constantly. So I wanted to talk about the science on COVID. And massive crowd. They put it in a place called Adelanto in California with a big landing zone for all the trucks.
Dr. Paul, we've had the truckers convoy. One of the co-organizers actually called in to let us know where they were in D.C. and what they were doing. We are aware of the rally there. We also have just found out that the U.S. Senate has approved a measure that would end the national emergency over COVID-19, passing on a 48-47 party line vote. 48-47.
Yes,
party line. But here's the thing. Five senators missed the vote, including three Democrats, and Biden says he doesn't care who passes what. He's going to veto it. He wants to keep this emergency going. You have about 30 seconds. What's your response to that?
Well, two things. I saw that, and I saw now the Senate voted, so the House not needs to ratify that vote. But Biden said he's going to veto it. That means that this is not about science and health. This is about power-drunk people. This is about power, money, greed, suffering the population. So our work hasn't been done. So I am in the convoy today in Hagerstown, Maryland, and we're heading down to the Beltway, not inside of D.C. The truckers have been instructed to remain peaceful. No one is to go into D.C., stay on the outskirts, and the aim today is we're trying to get a landing zone in Virginia so they could freshen up, use the washroom, eat something before they go on to their daily lives. But
sounds good. Well, we'll be touching base with you. We have to go to break now. Dr. Paul Alexander, thank you so much for joining us on the Power Hour with that update. Thank you so much. We'll be back after the break.
.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
One minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, and it's Friday, March 4th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that was information-packed, what you just heard before. Paul Alexander can talk a blue streak, but let me tell you, the science is winning, and the Canadians know it. We appreciate that. But there's other things that we have to talk about today. We've got a full slate of folks joining us. Dave Stetzer is on the line with us. He has been an electrician by training. And he's got over 30 years experience in that field. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran. Began his career in electricity when he attended electronics school at Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi. Been by there a number of times. Back in 1971, at that time, Keesler was known as a number one world electronics school. During his training, he was given top secret military clearance. Much of the electronic equipment he worked on was and still remains highly classified. So, you know, I know if he tells us anything, he'd have to kill us, right? So anyway, he got an assignment to go to Vietnam in 72, was sent to crypto school at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. His top secret military clearance was upgraded to include crypto access. In 1975, after he got out, he founded Stetzer Electric, remains the president of the company to this day. We have the Stetzerizer microsurge meters and Stetzerizer filters. You can get drop shipped from the Power Mall, just to let you know that. And I'm going to get Dave to talk about what each of these devices does, but I understand that you had Dr. Graham and a few other people involved, Dave. And so if you could kind of explain, first off, what do these two devices do, actually, and what is EMF? Why do we have to worry about that?
Well, these are fields that couple into your body, and it affects your, it affects your immune system. It affects all kinds of things, the way your body operates. And Dr. Grant, well, originally we started with cows, and we noticed that the milk production on cows varied, and we figured a way of measuring it, and we've seen that it went according to these fields and ground currents. And so what we did is say, well, where's these high frequencies coming from? And so, of course, it was on the ground, but how to get to the ground? Well, first it was on the wire. And so we looked and we thought, well, can we figure out a way of getting it off the wire? And so we did. We developed a filter that takes it off the wire. So the one part is a filter. But then we used an oscilloscope, which is like $5,000, and not everybody has $5,000 to buy a meter. So we developed a meter that measures the high frequency energy that's on the wire, and it's, you know, a little over $100 or something like that. So it's a long ways from 5,000. So now you have a meter and you have a solution. This is actually a solution to an engineering, it's an engineering solution to an engineering problem.
Right. So the thing is about EMF. Here's the thing. We have so many high-powered transmission lines flowing across America, and they're emitting electromagnetic frequencies. And obviously you've studied this enough, Dave, to know what they are. And we have, obviously, if you saw cows grazing underneath these things, I mean, I see them, and mostly they're on areas that they're building schools and, you know, residential areas, apartment complexes, and you see these high power transmission lines. What's the danger in being that close to them?
Well, the field, obviously, you know, affect the human body and animals also. But there's kind of like two parts to this, because the electric utility generates a 60 cycle power at the power plant. And so if there was just 60 cycle on the line, then that would be one thing. And those fields will go out so far, and it's mathematics is a proven science. And it'll show, like, you know, if you take a meter out there and you go and measure it, but there's high frequencies on that wire also caused from electronic equipment. And that's where
the problem really lies. And those high frequencies go a lot farther. It's sort of like going to Mexico and drinking the water. And some people get sick from water in Mexico, and some people don't. And so they say, well, okay, we get sick here and say, from water. Well, it really wasn't the water that made you sick. It was the bacteria in the water. So there's high frequencies that are on these lines and on our power grid. And so our filters remove those high frequencies from that grid. So what happens is then your body can function, because any energy above 2 kilohertz will dissipate internal to the human body. And so, I mean, we're talking like the smart meter, for example, on people's homes, and everybody's got smart meters now, or very few people don't. And that puts 50 kilohertz, 50,000 cycles back on, you know, every wire in the whole neighborhood. Even if you don't have one and a neighbor has one, you're getting 50 kilohertz on all the wires in your bedroom, in your living room, in your, you know, below your feet, above your head, and in the walls around your body. So we need to get that, take that off. In theory, if everything had, we lived in a perfect world, people who made, when they made the smart meter, they should have put a little tune filter in there to get rid of the 50 kilohertz, but they don't.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, on my smart meter, I put bought one of those covers and put over the top of it. Is that going to help any?
Yeah, if you live outside. But if you live inside the house, what that does is when you put that cover on there, that radiation, it's like a mirror. It hits that cover, and it reflects it back right through the meter. So if it's, say, on the bedroom wall, for example, you know, and you came right straight through the house, then you got a problem.
Right. Fortunately, I mean, for me, yeah, my meter's on a pole away from the house, and so I covered it anyway so that people standing near it wouldn't be affected by it, because I have been reading studies, and this is one thing I wanted to mention to you, because I know it's not the fact that I'm looking for talking points here. It's just that this is real life. And so, you know, I'm looking at the fact that I've got a smart meter. It's on the pole, and I'm running a wire underneath the ground into the house with a separate 200-amp panel. But the thing is that, you know, people who stand in front of this, the word is, if you stand in front of that smart meter long enough, you start getting dizzy and possibly even falling over. Is that true?
Yes, there's been reports of that. Look, the Russians say that 10 microwatts per meter squared may be acceptable, okay? They don't say it's, you know, they're saying it may, you know, like it might be acceptable. Is there damage being done to your body? Yes, but you have an immune system, so it might be repairing it as fast as it's being damaged. But if you stand 10 feet away from that smart meter, you're being exposed to over 2,000 microwatts per meter squared every 20 seconds.
Wow. And so now, if you know, there's a lot of people, you know, the house I used to live in, the smart meter was installed, you know, back to back with the garage, and other houses I've been in, it's been back to back with a bedroom. And to me, that's what you're telling me is that stuff is bouncing through the walls. Is that right?
It's yes, comes right through the wall. Yes. Now there's two parts to the smart meter. First of all, it's the radiation part, you know, that we've been talking about here, because what happens is every 20 seconds it pulses and you get all this 2,000 microwatts per meter squared radiation going through space. But there's a switchable power supply in there for this transmitting circuit in order for it to operate, and that puts 50 kilohertz back on all the wires in your house and in the neighborhood. Now, 50 kilohertz has been associated with what people call tinnitus or tinnitus, depends on if you're from Canada or U.S. or not. But anyway, it's like a ringing in the ears, and people who start get the ringing in the ears, they go, how come I got ringing in the ears? Well, they can trace it back to when they put the smart meter on.
Amazing. I hope that all the people out there just heard that. Seriously, 844-769-2944. If you have questions about EMF and their dangers, and as far as the Stetzer products that are out there, you know, we're talking about something that costs a little over $100 that you can get drop shipped from the Power Mall. And then you have the filter. Now, the filter, basically, you plug that into like the back of your TV set or somewhere. I mean, how does that work?
Well, the meter, okay, the TVs are a polluter, and so is computers. And there are major computers in your home, but there's like what you have in your home as a source and what's coming in off the grid. And of course, like the power, you know, the switchable power supply on the smart meter is a bad thing, and it gets on every wire. So what you do is you just plug this meter in. You're going to get a number, and it's a simple meter. There's not even a switch on it. You get a digital number, and then you plug a filter into that same outlet, and then you watch the number, and if it drops significantly, you put a filter there. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. Go to the next outlet, and you just move your way around the house, and those numbers will drop, and you'll get a number that, you know, like maybe 30 or something. You want to get it below 50 on this meter, but and look, when the people put them in, there's been all kinds of research done, published in peer-reviewed medical journals. There's a lot of people trying to make, you know, Stetzer filter wannabes or something, but we are the originals. We're the ones that found it. We're the ones that are the electrical experts. And so we have this meter, and you plug it in, and you want to be below, you know, 2 kilohertz, and 50 on the meter is below 2 kilohertz. There's been all kinds of research, like I said, been done and published in peer-reviewed medical journals. 37 kids had asthma. They plugged them into school, and nobody used the inhaler after that.
Oh, my.
Blood sugar. Yeah, and, you know, like, you can say, well, I have a headache, and you plug a filter in, and your headache goes away, but only you know you had the headache, okay? I mean, you can't prove it. But blood sugar, for example, they did research with blood sugar. That's a number. Now, maybe the Dalai Lama can change his blood sugar psychosomatically, but you and I can't. So you can plug these filters in, and your blood sugar, people who are diabetic, the blood sugar will drop. Nobody had less than a 52% reduction in insulin usage. Now, that's a number.
It is.
pH in your saliva, you can buy those litmus strips and check the pH in your saliva. It takes about 2 hours or so, and you'll be alkaline. And it's my understanding that cancer can't live in an alkaline environment.
Right.
Neurotransmitters in your urine.
Yeah, I understand that. You can use them. We talked about that yesterday. Somebody said they were using it to measure their pH of their urine. It was more accurate than saliva. But the thing is from the applicable usage, you buy one microsurge meter and you use that to test every outlet in your home. And I'm seeing here that you might be utilizing, especially with the big screen TVs and the computers and everything else, you might be using multiple Stetzerizer filters on each one of these devices.
You're right. Yeah. The average home has two TVs and one computer, and the average home takes 20 filters. So you need 20 filters and a meter, and if you have extra, you can send them back or whatever. But if you put 20 filters in your home, you're going to notice it. Now, you do not need one in every outlet, but you certainly need to check every outlet. But the big offenders are going to be your big screen TVs and computers, things like that.
Right, and that makes all the sense in the world, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I've got a blue screen on my iMac Pro. So, you know, we have about three computers in our house and one big screen TV. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I was asking you as far as the components go. You know, it always piques my interest when somebody comes up with a way to be in a non-toxic environment, and that includes what's coming out of the outlet. So that definitely definitely piqued my interest, Dave. So these products have been out for how long?
Oh, I think we made the first ones in 1998.
Okay, and we've had them on the Power Mall for quite a while. Folks, you can get these drop ship, all right? We're having a site-wide, you know, 10% off sale, and today's the last day for that. And it's one of the reasons why we're having Dave Stetzer on, because, one, he's an electrician. You know, two, he understands EMF. He understands how dangerous it is. And people, I think sometimes, Dave, you find them taking things for granted when you, I mean, do you still go out and make service calls and stuff like this, or are you past that point now?
Well, I'm getting older, but yeah, I still do some, yeah. But, you know, for special people or something. But we still have other people here, but yes.
All right, so the thing is electric motor repair and rewind, electrical contracting, power quality analysis. And so the power quality analysis is basically what you're doing, walking around and plugging the microsurge meter into each outlet to see what's going on and to see whether or not your power is balanced throughout the house.
Yeah, in a nutshell, that's pretty close, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
pretty
well, you want to be a little bit more succinct so that our scientifically minded smart people we have out there listening to the show can get it?
Well, that's it in a nutshell. This isn't really like... the only difference is I use an oscilloscope and Graham and stuff because that's our business, and we can actually see the waves, you know, we can actually see, you know, the high frequency transits and stuff that's on the wire, and we can see how polluted the power is. But, again, they cost $5,000. So, okay, you use the microsurge meter and you plug it in, you get it, it gives you a number, it calculates that energy. And so, Max Planck, for your scientifically minded people, you've heard of Ohm's law and Kirchhoff's law. Well, they got Planck's law. Max Planck said that energy is proportionate to frequency. So the higher the frequency, the more energy there is. So that's how we end up with microwaves working. I mean, it draws only, 10 amps and you plug it into a 120 volt receptacle, right? So you don't have much power, you would think, but yet you put a roast in there for 3 hours, a 3 pound roast is going to look like a piece of coal where, where you put it in your oven where it's 250 volts and draws 30 amps. You got to leave it in there 3 hours to get done. So it's a frequency and it causes, it's got a lot more energy. See a high frequency? And so you don't want to be in these high frequency fields. It causes damage. Neurotransmitters, for example, there was research done and they checked the neurotransmitters in people's urine for 12 weeks. And, what happened is nobody had under 300 neurotransmitters. Now, you don't want to have any coming out of your urine because the neurotransmitters is it's kind of like the electrical grid for your immune system. So then they put the filters in and they checked their urine for the next 12 weeks and nobody had more than 3 neurotransmitters in their urine. So these are, again, numbers that can be plotted against numbers. So this is really, like I said, it's an engineering solution to an engineering problem. Blood sugar is affected by it. If you're diabetic, I mean, you should have them, really. I mean, it doesn't cure diabetes, but your blood sugar will certainly be a lot less.
Well, no, that's important to a lot of people because we do, and I don't think I'm the first one that said it, have an obesity problem in the United States. And so this is something that you sell these things all over the world, don't you? Because people, obviously not just in the yeah. U.S., but in other countries, they've also become aware of all of this stuff, especially when you're dealing with, European currencies, which are even, greater than. I took a trip to Ireland. I had to have special components to plug into their sockets just so I could connect. So, I get that. What's the difference between what goes on here and what goes on there?
Well, the difference here is we use what we call a grounded Y system. And so when the current comes from the substation from the utility substation out to our transformers on the pole, okay, it comes out on what we call a phase wire or a hot wire. Then it goes through the transformer and it has to go back to the substation, should go back on a wire just shy of the speed of light. But the problem is we share that with the ground, okay, because there's two paths back. Where in Europe we have what they call an open delta system where what goes out on a wire has to return on a wire. There's only one way back. But so they usually, here we're 120, 240 in our home, both. Where Europe will be 220 always. There's, 220. But they still have the same problems we do. As far as they don't have the ground current issue, but they do have the same problems as far as dirty electricity and people getting sick, and we plugged them in. We did a lot of research with the Russians in St. Petersburg and Moscow. I've been there many times, and actually they got a decree, and it said that if you have that number more than 50, that microsurge meter, then you have to take immediate steps to reduce it in public buildings.
Interesting. So this obviously made this made the filter. They recognize it, and this made the filter even more popular. And I'm looking at the fact that I'm trying to, for example, consolidate, not use as much electrical appliances. In other words, instead of having an electric stove, I'm using a propane stove. I'm using a tankless propane water heater, propane fireplace. I'm not using, I'm drawing 6 amps off of, mini split air conditioners and heat pump. So I'm really trying to economize and diversify so I don't have as much electricity pouring into the house. With this, obviously, if we put filters on the remaining sockets, it's going to be interesting. The number you can call, 844-769-2944. Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. You have a question for Dave.
Yes, I have two questions. The first one, I'll give you both questions. If I put this filter on my electric outlet, what about the wires inside the wall? And the second question is going to be, what do you think about electric blankets? Are those a no-no? And go ahead.
Okay. The answer to your first question is yes. As far as when you plug it into the outlet, it takes care of the high-frequency transients that's on the wires in the wall, okay, because it really doesn't, like, jump out of the outlet or something to get you. These fields are on the wire in the wall, okay? So by plugging the filter into the wall, it takes it, you know, to the outlet because that's where you have access to get it. It cleans up that whole wire, okay? That's the answer to the first question. The second question was what?
Electric blanket, you know, the economizing.
Oh, please don't sleep on one. The problem is that, you know, there's always a 60-cycle field there. Now, if it's a clean 60-cycle, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to answer that question. But if it's not a clean 60-cycle, then I would say no. I wouldn't want those wires right on top of me.
So would that filter make a clean 60 cycle in the electric blanket?
It would. Actually, it would clean it up, but I'd still want to see it with an oscilloscope. And I don't know if the 60 cycle causes a problem or not. I'm not a medical doctor. I can't tell you that. But I do know for sure that the high frequencies, you know, because if you look at the research, for all the research that you see, for every 10 studies that says 60 cycles causes a problem, you'll find 10 studies that says it's inconsistent or, you know, something like that. But you'll never see 10 studies. Yeah, right. Inconclusive. Right. So, but you won't find 10 studies. I found no studies that says the high frequencies are inconclusive. They definitely cause damage.
What about using an electric blanket to basically warm up the bed, and then if you turn it off before you get in there, there's still the resistor where it's plugged into the wall. Would one have to unplug it from the wall, or is just clicking the on and off switch? Okay, in your opinion.
Oh, I know that, the answer to that, for sure, based on measurements. You got to unplug it because there's two things. There's an electric field and a magnetic field. The magnetic field is when the electrons are actually moving. So, like, if you're laying it and the blanket's turned on and it's running. But even if you turn the switch off, okay, you still have an electric field there because the power's still there. You understand? So you got to unplug it. The best thing to do is use it to heat up the bed, whatever you want to do, and then unplug it.
Okay, well, thanks for answering my questions.
Appreciate that, Tom in Michigan. Thanks so much. And that, of course, you know, prompted me to ask another one. How often or how necessary is it, or is it a good idea or good practice habit if when you're not using an appliance or when you're not using, you know, anything that's operated by electric, like a power cord charger for a computer, for a cell phone or anything like that, unplugging it out of the wall? Is that basically a way to cut your electric bill, or does it have no effect on it? Does it have any effect on it?
It wouldn't have an effect on your electric bill by unplugging it. If you turned it off, there's no circuit there, there's a current, there's a flow. But and if you have the filters plugged in, you know, then I don't unplug anything. Everything's plugged in. Just leave it. The only thing I like to see people unplug or turn off are, you know, the Xbox, the game Xbox, you know, that people play with.
Right.
When you turn them, they emit a lot of radiation, okay? And so when you turn them off is not off, okay? And that will put more than 2,000 microwatts per meter squared into the room. All the time. So what you want to do is unplug it or put it on a power strip and turn the power strip off.
Right. And what about wall warts? That goes for them too?
I'm not sure.
You know, basically what they are is they're a power adapter, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're constantly, if they're plugged into the wall, the power adapter is actually, is it getting juice?
There's an electric field there, and there's power there, but there's no current flow, really.
Okay.
Until something is turned on. So you don't have to unplug them, no.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, and I appreciate you answering that.
Yeah, and you're not getting it, yeah. That's one thing I like about the Power Hour. You guys have been, I've been on here many times, and you have a good audience, and they answer, they ask intelligent questions.
They do, and, you know, we're always concerned about that because we've had people, we're talking about EMF, EMP. I mean, we're talking about a lot of different things, and there has been an EMP commission which was disbanded, and I think a lot of people are in denial that such a thing could ever happen. I definitely think that, you know, electricity right now, we've relied on it so much, it's just become a part of our life, and to not have it and be put in the dark age is a problem. But, you know, at least while we do have it, you know, this seems like a smart thing to do, folks. The Stetzerizer microsurge meter, Stetzerizer filter. You want to get one microsurge meter and as many filters. I don't know if I want to recommend as many filters as outlets, but maybe half the number of outlets?
No. The maximum that, well, I shouldn't say the maximum because I was in some homes out in Connecticut, but they have 100 rooms in them, you know, where we've sold them 100 filters. But it's like the average home takes 20.
Okay.
And
that's
if
good
somebody
to know.
Wants to call here and get some information or they don't know, they're certainly welcome to call us. And somebody will help them, and, you know, as for technical advice.
Sure, that's great.
You know, I suggest they buy the filters from you. I mean, you've got this sale on and
yeah,
that.
We sure do. So, and not only that, but, I mean, if they got questions, StetzerElectric.com. That's Stetzer, Electric.com. And does Dave pick up the phone when they call?
There will be an office girl that picks up the phone probably, but if they ask for me, I will talk to them or I will call them back if I'm not here or tied up. But, yes, all the calls get returned.
That's great. That's what I call personal service. Dave Stetzer, thank you for joining us on the Power Hour. Remember, the Stetzerizer microsurge meters and Stetzerizer filters are available right now at the Power Mall. Get on there and start ordering. That'll give you something to do. These things only are there to improve your health. We've got Dr. Peter Bragan finally joining us here after the top of the hour break on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.